Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Kendall Doyle Show. This is season 2, episode 1. I started this show a year ago, and it was during the pandemic. And I'm just so happy that we're back here. And I had some very incredible guests last season. And today I have even better guests that's going to be on the show this season. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And without further ado, let's get right to it. I have Mr. Kevin Kelly. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I want to thank you for coming on the show. Like, you're a very busy person.
I am. I appreciate you reaching out to me. Apparently, I got some information to give, so I'm always down to share it, especially with good people. So thank you.
Yes. Yes. So, Mr. Kelly, you are originally, you're an attorney before you even started True Kitchen. You are an attorney, a personal injury attorney, and you have 2 locations, which is here in Dallas, and then you have 1 in Arkansas. So can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so I've been an attorney for 17 years. My law firm is a Kelly Law Firm, and we handle wrongful death cases across the country. So when people are killed in accidents with 18-wheelers, construction accidents, we get a lot of calls from families or from attorneys who don't handle those type cases. So over the past 17 years or so, we've gotten families almost $500 million representing them. So, you know, me and my team are at kellyfirm.com if anybody needs us. Hopefully they don't need us for those services, but that's primarily what I do. You know, the law firm is what I do and who I am, and I'm an attorney. The restaurant, that type of business is a hobby for me.
Yeah. I've heard, on radio, like promotions and advertisement on radio?
No, not really. We don't do too much radio advertising. We deal with attorneys more so than anything else. Attorneys across the country are the ones who give us a call and ask us to take on the bigger cases that they don't handle. So that's usually what we do. We try to move in silence as best we can.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get into, so Mr. Kelly, he's the owner of True Kitchen and Cocktails, which is a new hotspot in Dallas. It's a restaurant and it's in downtown Dallas. And your law firm is actually above the restaurant, right?
Yeah, that makes everything convenient. So my law firm is on the top 2 floors. The restaurant space is a space that had been empty for a number of years. So we decided to develop that to bring a restaurant to Dallas because I owned one in Houston that was really successful. But I'm a Dallas guy. And so I know the city of Dallas needed something that was going to be positive and popular, too. So we built out the space, and that's where True Kitchen and Cocktails came from. And then on the back end of the space, we own the club building back there. There used to be Club Blue, Club Cirque, and Club Medusa.
Oh, so you started in Houston first?
Yeah, my first restaurant was in Houston. It was called Taste Bar and Kitchen.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I owned 50% of that, and I actually sold my interest in December.
Okay. You started True Kitchen and Cocktails in the middle of the pandemic. I believe it was in August.
That's right.
Right. Your grand opening was in August. And a lot of businesses, because of the coronavirus, a lot of businesses have been they're declining in sales. A lot of businesses are going through a very tough time. And True, you started in the middle of the pandemic, and your restaurant is very successful. So I know a lot of like restaurant owners want to know, what's the secret? Like, why everybody going to True Kitchen?
You know what? Everybody's going to True Kitchen because I've got a strong team. You know, I've got a team of absolute professional killers around me. So from my management team that works with me with all of my businesses, Chris Petrie, Mike Ashton, and Aaron Brown, these guys make sure we're really strategic and we study well everything that we decide to invest in or I decide to do. And so that's a major part of my success. I've got a phenomenal chef at my restaurant named Vanessa Brown. She's a major part of the success that we have here at the restaurant. I've got an excellent bar team. You know, I've got a great general manager named Rico Spears. So the reason we're successful at the restaurant is I just have the fortune of having great people, just awesome people.
That's great. Vanessa Brown is the chef, right?
That's correct.
That's okay. And so I cannot wait to try her food, the food. I cannot wait to try it. I haven't been there. I think when I went there, they said I needed a reservation.
Uh-huh.
So
what are you waiting on? When are you coming? You coming tomorrow?
I will. I'll come tomorrow if that's what it takes. But yeah, like my mom said, she came.
You want to come tomorrow? We'll get you set up with your family to make sure you're okay. Because if you're going to do this interview, we want to make sure you have the product too.
Let's do in the evening, but we'll talk more about that. I want to talk about the night. It was a night in November, because I have to talk to you about it because it's very popular. It's a very popular. It brought you a lot of media attention. So right. I want to talk about the night in November where what I saw was it was ladies who decided that they were feeling the DJ. They was feeling his music, what he was playing. And they decided to twerk. That's the word for the generation today, for our generation. They wanted to twerk in your establishment. And it was a video of you that went viral of you basically saying, we not going to do that here.
Right.
And it went viral all on social media, all on every internet blog. And I believe TMZ did an interview with you.
Right.
And When I saw what you said, I understood what she was saying perfectly.
Right.
But when I saw the interview with Harvey Levin, it was kind of like they were saying that your issue was with twerking in itself. Like you got a problem with a girl twerking. And I just want you to explain to me, because I understood it. I want you to explain it better for everyone else, what you meant when you basically said, you know, you're not going to do it here.
Well, you know, anybody who's seen the video and my position now, it's a true example of I said what I said. You know, I meant everything that I said. You know, we got a nice restaurant here and we got a lot of awesome people who come here to enjoy themselves. And I want them to have a great time. You know, there's lots of places you can go to twerk. You can go to a strip club. You can go to other popular places and enjoy yourself. And I don't have a problem with it whatsoever. You know, people have to be happy. It's a difficult time. The world is suffering. People are getting sick. So if twerking makes somebody happy, then by all means do it. But you just can't do it in my place. I've invested too much and I owe the community too much. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't just a restaurant for me and my friends. This is an opportunity to show other restaurateurs that they can be successful. It's a chance to show our people, Black people, that we can have nice restaurants to go to that are ours and that we own. Not only that, but also show them that we can own the real estate as well. So I've got a chance to show the best of our people through the staff that we have here. And I'm not going to let anybody interfere with that or anybody interrupt that. I'm very driven. I've got a purpose and I've got a path and I'm not going to let anybody stop it. But, mm-hmm. you know, even for those ladies who twerked that day, I'm not mad at them. You know, things happen. People make mistakes. In my opinion, they made a mistake that day. But if they wanted to come another day and carry themselves the right way, then we wouldn't have a problem with that either. It's all good. Things happen.
Yeah. So let the record be clear. He doesn't have a problem with you twerking, young ladies. Not about that. It's about the fact that this is an establishment. You come here to eat, not to dance.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people groove in their seat, too. Mm-hmm. That's one of the highlights of being able to work here. You know, we've got a playlist that people love, and I give everybody in Dallas a secret. I pick the playlist, so I pick the songs on there. Mm-hmm. And I see people dancing in their seats and smiling and having a good time. And I'm like happy because I'm like, I picked that song. Mm-hmm. Look at how they're grooving the guy I like, or listen to how they're listening to The Dream because I enjoy those songs. And we want people to enjoy themselves and dance in their seat and be cool, but we don't want you to stand on our furniture, put your hands on glass that may break. and then twerk. You know what I mean? We just can't do that. We're better than that as people. You know, we have to be better to understand that just because a song comes on doesn't mean we act out a certain way. You know, when I get in the car, I'm probably going to listen to Jay-Z or Jeezy or Gucci Mane. They may talk about selling dope or killing somebody, but I can promise you one thing. When I get out of the car, I'm not going to sell dope or kill anybody because I heard it on the song. So, you know, we got to be better. Just because the song says twerk doesn't mean you get up, stand up, punch, or you twerk. But, you know, that subject's been talked about enough. It's a dead subject. There's so many other things to discuss to give value to the people. So that's why I'm kind of discontinued speaking on the twerking thing, because there's a lot more to offer to the community than, you know, kind of reliving that situation for a couple of, or for a few young ladies who made a bad decision that night.
Right. Well, I do know it. I know we passed it, but I do know that incident. Would you? I feel like because of the media attention, it has sparked a lot of business for True Kitchen, because what was now just like a Dallas known restaurant, everybody knows about that now due to it being viral. So would you say that it was like good for business?
Not necessarily, because we've been sold out since we opened. You know, there hasn't, anytime we offer reservations, they go immediately. So, you know, the team that we have, and again, credit to my chef, my management team, my operations team that works with me. These people are driven, and they came up with a great concept, and they have a great purpose and passion. And this place is going to be sold out, God willing, regardless of what would have happened on social media. Now, what it did do is it did bring national attention to the restaurant. Now, you know, they know about it in Atlanta. They know about it in L.A. Other people have discussed it. But, you know, we were going to be sold out regardless, because Dallas has shown us love. And beyond credit to my team, the number one group of people who get credit for True being sold out is the people in Dallas. The people in Dallas have been awesome. They've been great. They show that they like this concept and they appreciate it. So we were going to win regardless, because Dallas, the people in Dallas are winners and they've supported us. So we thank them.
So you mentioned people is now national. People in Atlanta have been talking about it. Would you want to expand True Kitchen?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. No, I've got a very, very ambitious group of people that are with me. So we've got a lot of things in store. We're not even warm yet. We got a lot of things coming to market, and we're going to do our job to serve Dallas and to give people in Dallas great concepts that they can enjoy.
Because I go to school in New York, and I know they would love a True Kitchen in New York. Just the vibe, the food that you serve, on the menu, I saw y'all have like fried lobster and lamb chops, but you do it with collard greens and yams. Like, they would love that in New York. So if you ever want to come to the Big Apple, then just...
We'll keep that in mind. When you guys open up, who knows? You never know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have one more last question for you, Mr. Kelly. And it's just for the people who are interested in coming to the restaurant. I would like to know, in your opinion, what would be the most delicious item on the menu?
My favorite item is the shrimp and grits with blackened shrimp and then with a fried lobster tail on top. And that's my favorite one. And my favorite drink is probably our True Flame, a drink that we make with three different types of alcohol that sets on fire. And you see the flame going back and forth. But we've got a lot of good things on the menu because my team has done a great job of putting things together. So yeah, I don't think you'll be disappointed with anything that you order.
Okay. I cannot wait. So we're going to schedule that for me to come. Sure. We're going to do that.
I've got you.
And what exactly is the dress code? Because I've heard about that too.
Yeah. You know, in the beginning, you know, we didn't have a dress code because we wanted to trust people to come and come their best. But, you know, it didn't work out the way that we wanted it to. So we had to put a dress code in place to try to eliminate sweats, some furry flip flops, some outfits that may not have been appealing. Because, again, you know, a lot of people don't want to see those things. You know, we've got a lot of great people that come here. We've got anybody from senators to judges to lawyers, doctors to, you know, people who are aspiring to be something in life. And, you know, we want to give them a good environment.
Okay.
You know, the question will come up sometimes, well, do you only want a certain class of people? And no, that's not the case. You know, if a homeless woman happens to have her money together and want to come to the restaurant to eat and have a meal, we want to give her the greatest environment that she can have too. So it's not about a class of people. It's just about anybody who comes in getting a good vibe and a good environment. You know, we had a couple of gentlemen come in tonight that had on long baggy shorts, flip-flops, socks, oversized V-neck t-shirt, and we didn't allow them to eat tonight. But, you know, we have to be mindful of that, because at a table, the open table next to them had a couple sitting with a gentleman with a suit on. The woman had a dress on. So it's not so much about us as it is respecting the people who give us the privilege of serving them. So we've got to be good to them.
Absolutely. Okay.
And this dress code was actually influenced by women too, because the women continue to complain about the men in their dress. And so that's why we put that in place. Out of respect for
y'all
our
need
customers.
To dress up.
Yeah, I think
your
so.
Best fits when you come to True Kitchen. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kelly, so much for coming. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Continued success. I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of what you're doing and the messages that you're putting out. And I look forward to continuing to watch you, see you grow and get better. And if we can ever do anything to support you or be in your corner, then let us know. But take care and have a good one.
You too.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.